Our scripture passage this morning is just one verse. I'm going to ask Colin and Claire to join me because you're going to hear the scripture passage done in four languages this morning. Having spent 5 years traveling around Eastern Europe, one of the things that Dave and I were always impressed about in worship services was that the reverence that the people had for scriptures, and they always stood when scripture was read. This morning I'm going to ask you to stand as you listen to the scripture being read in four languages.
Premier Corinthians 10:17. Puisqu'il y a un seul pain, nous qui sommes plusieurs, souffrons un seul pain, car nous participons tous à un même pain.
První Korinským 10:17. Jako je jeden chleb, tak jsme jeden tělo, i když je náš mnoho, stále jsme jeden chleb.
Primero Corintios 10:17. Puesto que el pan es uno, nosotros que somos muchos, somos un cuerpo, pues todos participamos de aquel mismo pan.
1 Corinthians 10:17 says, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. This is the word of the Lord. May we remain standing for our song of meditation. It's on a pink, we're getting used to that pink piggy party pink paper here. This is my song. This is really one of my favorite songs because whenever we have the Olympics or whenever we're at a ball game or something and we sing the national anthem, there's just something wonderful about that. We feel pride for our country and I get goosebumps. And particularly at the Olympics when one of our people are up on the gold medal stand and we sing that. But I also, having traveled around the world, realize that people feel that way about their own countries as well. And so I love watching the Olympics when there's another gold medalist standing there and their national anthem is being sung. And this song really speaks to that. And so let's sing together the two verses of This Is My Song and listen to the words, particularly of the second verse. Amen. You may be seated. Will you pray with me? Lord, open our hearts and our minds to our brothers and sisters around the world on this day as together we celebrate your Lord's Supper. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, while we were still sleeping, Christians in the Democratic Republic of the Congo left their homes for places of worship to see their pastors take bread in their hands and declare, "This is my body." In the Church of the Holy Resurrection in Jerusalem were heard the words, "This is my body." In St. Paul's in London, a hush fell across the congregation as the pastor declared, "This is my body." In churches and cathedrals across the United States this morning, pastors will take bread into their hands and say, "This is my body." And in thatched-roofed mission stations across the islands of the Pacific this afternoon will be uttered, "This is my body." As we know, this is World Communion Sunday, and throughout the world, churches of all denominations, in all nations, and in many languages are celebrating the Lord's Supper. The scripture that was just read to us in four languages says, "Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf." Now, I don't just mean the we here in this room, but we, all of us in the body of Christ. And on this World Communion Sunday, we remember that the we carries far beyond the walls of First Baptist Delaware, beyond Ohio, beyond the United States. We, who are very, very many and seemingly so different, are one. Under communism, the Russian Baptists had to protect the faith by demanding uniformity in thought and action. And since they had little to no contact with other Christians during those years of oppression, they assumed and believed that all Christians, especially Baptists, thought and acted alike. Well, when the wall fell and Christian missionaries and parachurch organizations flooded into Russia, the Baptists discovered that Christians are not all alike. And when the leaders of the Russian Baptist Union were finally able to attend one of the annual meetings of the European Baptist Federation outside of Russia, they were appalled to be sitting at meals with German Baptists who were drinking beer and Italian Baptists that were drinking wine. And the Russian delegation was ready to get up and leave the next morning. However, after that meal, the entire group at that meeting gathered together for worship, and the Russians found themselves standing next to the Germans and the Italians, who sang the same hymns, who prayed to the same Lord, and preached the same Jesus Christ. And the evening ended with the Lord's Supper, and as they shared one loaf, those Russian Baptist leaders realized that despite their differences, they were truly brothers and sisters in Christ, and that they were indeed one body. When we come to the table, it's just a little snapshot of the kingdom that God has in mind for us. Now, I'm not talking about the heavenly kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom of God right here on earth, the kingdom that we get a glimpse of at the Lord's table. Our differences are reconciled or softened, at least for the moment, as we share these elements together. God is leading us to a broader reconciliation, not just in this room, but in our community and around the world. In some places today, it will be called the Eucharist. In other places, it will be called Communion, the Lord's, the Love Feast, the Table of the Lord, and the Lord's Supper. As varied as the titles are for what we do today, so will be the means by which our brothers and sisters come to the table, and the kinds of bread and wine offered, as well as the understanding that people will have of what they are doing. Some will come forward to receive into the palm of their hands unleavened bread in the form of a wafer. They may or may not sip from a common cup, which may be wine or unfermented grape juice or even some other beverage where grapes are unknown. Others will tear a piece of bread from a common loaf, and they will dip it into a common bread. And still others, like we traditionally do, will be seated in the pews and will have pre-cut bread in individual cups passed from person to person. There are some who do these things as part of a full meal, seated at a table. They might be in a sanctuary, in a church hall, in a home, in a school building, or simply in a circle, in a hut, or in a clearing in the midst of a jungle. Some will regard the bread and the wine after the words of consecration are prayed as becoming fully the blood and body of Jesus Christ, while others like us will regard the sacrament as an important memorial and simply see Jesus as being spiritually present. Indeed, there will be differences, some of them quite profound in the way our brothers and sisters around the world view the Lord's Supper. Some will think that their way of doing it is the only proper way to do it. Others will insist that the people must belong to that denomination or that local church where the sacrament is being observed. Some will welcome very young children, even babies, to the table. Traditions such as ours invite to the table those persons who have made a personal public confession of faith in Jesus Christ. There will be a tremendous variety of practices and understandings today as we celebrate the Lord's Supper. But one thing will stand out above all else, and that is that none of us will consider what we are doing, all of us will consider what we are doing as important, because Christ commanded us to do this in memory of Him. The hands that will receive the bread and the cup here this morning will look pretty much the same. But the hands that will partake of the one body of Christ around the world will look very different. As we reconcile with each other regarding the limited we of this congregation, God calls for the reconciliation of the world as we share from one loaf, as we are truly one body. If World Communion Sunday is nothing else, it is a reminder of the global nature of our oneness in Christ. It's a day that as we receive the bread and the cup in our hands, we can close our eyes and picture a deeply dark black woman in sub-Saharan Africa dressed in a handmade tattered gown, a woman who didn't have any breakfast so that she might have enough to feed her children, a woman who walked 10 miles to a place that we would hardly call a church. We can picture her kneeling, holding out her hands to receive from the same body that we receive, trembling at the promise of love and transformation contained in those simple grains and the juice of the fruit of God's creation. Today is a day that as we receive the bread and the cup, we can close our eyes and picture a tiny gathering of believers in China who are actually risking arrest by gathering in an unregistered group. We can picture a Chinese man sitting in a small room, holding out his hands to receive the same body that we receive, trembling at the power of the sacrament, and perhaps the fear of being discovered. Here is the good news of the communion table. None of us are worthy, but all of us are welcome. As I invite you to the table today, I invite you to think about all of our brothers and sisters around this room, around this community, and around the globe, because they are truly at the table with us today. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Amen. Our song of response is hymn number 513, In Christ There Is No East or West, No North or South. 513. You may be seated. You may have seen some people leaving. They weren't mad. They're just preparing for our communion service. I have asked Jim Stevenson if he would take some pictures of the presentation of the breads that we have this morning as they come and as we present these breads from around the world. These breads are symbols of the many different peoples within the family of God. We offer this spicy tea bread in honor of the men and women in Ethiopia. May we remember Africa's first Christian people who struggle with poverty, drought, and famine. We offer this cornbread in honor of the Native Americans. May we remember these people whose strength and perseverance have enabled them to survive through centuries of persecution. We offer this pita bread in honor of the people of Iraq, where anarchy has replaced tyranny and religion is a tool used in ethnic warring. We offer this naan bread in honor of the people of Afghanistan, where the remnants of skirmishes between world powers is a land littered with unspent landmines. We offer this mochi bread in honor of the people of Korea, where tyranny has divided the people and limited the marketplace in a land already overfarmed and underproducing. We offer this unleavened bread in honor of the people of Israel, where they face the oppressions of corruption, violence, drug traffickers, gangs, organized crime, and war. We offer this Haitian bread in honor of the people of Haiti, who continue to need food, water, shelter, medical care, and schools as they continue to slowly work to rebuild their lives. We offer this rice bread in honor of the people of Liberia, who are facing a virus that has brought their country to a standstill and where they live in daily fear, even of their neighbors. We offer this bread in honor of the people of the United States, who continue to face disparity between the rich and the poor, ongoing racism, hunger, and human trafficking in our own communities. Too many carry hidden angers that erupt in bullying, suicide, and shootings. God has blessed us abundantly and calls us to share with the world. You may be seated. God of all peoples, to your table you bid us come. You have set the places, you have poured the wine. There is always room for one more, and so we come. From the streets and from the alleys, we come. From the deserts and from the hills, we come. From the ravages of poverty and from the palaces of privilege, we come. Running, limping, carried, we come. We hold the seeds of healing. We dream of a new creation. We know the things that make for peace, and we struggle to give them wings. And yet, to your table we come. Hungering for your bread, we come. Thirsting for your wine, we come. Singing your song in every language, speaking your name in every tongue. In conflict and in communion, in discord and in desire, we come. O God of all people, we come. As we come to the Lord's table today, we remind ourselves that this table does not belong to First Baptist, and it's not a Baptist table, It's the table of Jesus Christ, who invites us to a feast prepared for all God's people. He invites people from all highways and byways to come to this meal. We are invited to this table of our Lord with churches from all Christian denominations and on all continents. We join together with Christian brothers and sisters from around the nation and around the world. The Lord's table offers us unity even in our diversity. We know that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and the cup, and he prayed for them. Let us pray for this bread and cup. God of all peoples and of all nations, we thank you that you created us in your image to be your people. And as we take this bread and this cup, may we be mindful of our brothers and sisters around the world. Help us to celebrate the unity we have through the body and blood of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross, that we might know how much you love us. In his name we pray. Amen. It was after the prayer that Christ broke the bread, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Eat." And then he took the cup and he said, "This is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Drink it in memory of me." The deacons will be at the front of this sanctuary this morning, and we invite you to come down the center aisles and take a piece of bread from the basket and then dip it into the cup and eat it and return to your seats by the side aisle. Mary Lou will be playing quietly, and so we ask you to come. And before and after you come, I encourage you to be in prayer, thanking God for Christ's sacrifice on our behalf. Come now to share the bread and the cup. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you would proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Before they went out, they sang a hymn, and our tradition is to make a circle around the sanctuary and sing, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love," remembering that our brothers and sisters around the world are part of that circle today. Let us stand and join hands. then we'll take it downstairs. Yeah.
Standing there with their little thin